Yuma per Gimel Mishnah Hey 3:5. Since the previous Mishnah brought up the topic of Ketores, we'll just discuss for a moment here in the Mishnah the normal procedure for the Ketores. Again, you recall the Ketores, the incense, was burned twice a day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So the Mishnah says, Ketores shel shachar, the morning Ketores, ha'isakreva bein dam le'ivarim. It was burned, meaning offered, between the blood, meaning the zrika of the korban tamid shel shachar, and the ivarim, the putting the limbs of the tamid shel shachar on the fire, as we said before. And of course, not only in that interim do we do the ketores, we also do the hatava saneros, the preparation, cleaning out, etc., of the menorah. Shel ben ha'arbaim, and as for the afternoon burning of the incense, that's ben ivarim l'nesachim. That's done after the limbs of the tamid shel ben ha'arbaim are put on the altar. But prior to the nesachim, that would mean both the wine as well as the solus, the meal mixed with oil, are put on the fire. The reason for this slight alteration is based on psukim. So the psukim that suggests that the ketores should come prior to the burning of the limbs in the morning is because the pasuk says in Shmos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Zayin, 37, in reference to the ketores, it says, Vehiktir, you'll burn the incense, ketores samim, baboker, baboker, in the morning, repeating the morning twice. Whereas in Bat Midbar, Perk Chafhes, Pasuk Dalid, that's 28:4, the Pasuk says, baboker, in reference to the Tamid Shel Shachar, but only says it once. So we understand that there's like a kadima, there's a priority that's given in the morning to the ketores. In the afternoon, the pasuk says later on when it's talking about again more about the tamid in the afternoon. This is also by Mimbar, Perek Chaf Ches. This is pasuk Ches, so 28:8. Kaminchas haboker uchinisko taase. You'll do the afternoon one, and its nisachim you shall do. And since we talk about how it should be done, like the afternoon one, but it mentions only Nesachim, but not the Evarim, the limbs, so we understand that the Ketores doesn't come before the limbs, only afterwards. Okay, fine. Now the Mishnah goes back and talks more about the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. It says, Im haya Kohen Gadol zaken o istnes, if the Kohen Gadol is elderly, or he is an istinus. Now the Bartanura learns istinus like the Rambam, that it's someone who's specifically sensitive to the cold. And that being the case, when he goes to the mikvah, that morning it could be very cold for him. Then we'll take actions to warm it up, as the Mishnah will say in a moment. Rashi learns that istinus is a more generic term. It's a Rashi in Brachas Tazayin. It says that, Rashi says anyone who's mu'unag or mufunak. Mu'unag means kind of spoiled or indulged. With pleasures, and mufunak means like picky or finicky. So that would be a generic description. The sugya there also seems to talk about going to the mikvah or taking a bath, whatever the case is. So again, the machlokas persists over there also in that gemara. Okay, either way, if he's sensitive to the cold or otherwise just doesn't want to go in cold water, mechamen lo chamen, they pre-warm him up hot water. And they'll pour the hot water which was warmed on Erev Yom Kippur. Of course, on Yom Kippur itself, you can't warm water, but you could do it Erev Yom Kippur and then insulate it, like you do on Shabbos, because Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same dinim, basically. And then you will, umatil nesoch hatzonen, you'll pour that warm water into the cold mikvah, kadei shetafig tzintan, in order to take the edge off of the cold of the mikvah.